Welcome to the Application Acceleration Challenge interview series. I have with me Feng Meng of Cisco. Feng is the product manager for Cisco's wide area services. We're going to talk about application acceleration and WAN optimization. Very hot topic in the networking circles, and Cisco has jumped in with a full range of solutions. The issue is not, does the technology work? Recent tests have shown that it significantly reduces WAN bandwidth requirements and reduces the time it takes to transfer files to the branch office. Meng, I understand that Cisco recently participated in tests for Network World, and you have also participated in tests with Microsoft and Oracle, validating the performance improvements. What did we learn from these tests?
Thank you, Robin. You bring up a very important topic. So during these two sets of testing, one in the network world product review testing, and another set of testing was performed jointly by Cisco and Microsoft, as well as Cisco and Oracle. What we have learned from these testing is that application acceleration performance does work, and not only that, it really provides very, very significant acceleration benefits for a wide range of applications. So in a sense, application acceleration performance is rapidly crossing the chasm. It's moving into mainstream. So what we learn from that is organizations, especially enterprises, are finding that there are a set of other important issues, mainly from integration and management and scalability and total cost of ownership perspective, are quickly becoming very critical in addition to raw performance.
Okay. So performance is outstanding for accelerators. You get very good optimization results. But like you said, the issues for an enterprise trying to decide whose solution to use really comes down to other issues. And one of the big ones is, like you mentioned, how do we integrate into the existing infrastructure? And the answer to your challenge, you brought up several integration issues. So let's start with the VoIP issue first. What is the issue about acceleration and VoIP?
Well, the most important issue, Robin, with voice over IP is call quality and performance, because voice over IP is very time sensitive. And from Cisco's perspective, simply providing more room through bandwidth reduction for voice over IP is not sufficient. So what we have done is through two other capabilities that we think are very critical, especially for enterprise and commercial customers. The first important capability is to really leverage the comprehensive, granular and robust QoS policy that's already in place on the router. And then the second capability is to avoid adding any processing delay at all through the WAN optimization device. So let's start with the first capability. Let's say, Robin, you and me are two users, and we are both using voice over IP and at the same time using another enterprise application. So with other tunnel-based solutions, your voice over IP and my voice over IP streams, as well as the application data streams, will simply disappear into a tunnel. And so the existing router QoS can no longer perform its policy on these four streams, because they simply disappear into a tunnel. So what we recommend organizations to do is to leverage that existing policy by looking into the voice and data streams transparently and enforcing granular policy on each stream. That will give voice over IP better treatment, better quality. And the second capability, as I mentioned earlier, is no processing delay. So Cisco WAS bypasses VoIP stream at the kernel level. And we also recommend out-of-data path deployment. And so the result is it's a much significantly better VoIP quality and performance, in addition to more bandwidth available for it. And so there's actually an example of a manufacturing company that has switched from a tunnel-based, non-router QoS based WAN optimization to Cisco WAF on Network World, and they're seeing significantly better VoIP quality in addition to WAN optimization benefits.
Okay, so if I hear you correctly, you're basically saying with voice over IP traffic that, first of all, you shouldn't accelerate it because it's already compressed and there's not much you can do with it. And additionally, you should leave it to the router to be able to see the traffic so it can forward the VoIP traffic at the highest priority, you know, over the other traffic. And that if you, some solutions would hide this from the router, allowing it not to prioritize the VoIP traffic. Is that correct?
Yes. In other words, only the router has a holistic, comprehensive view of each individual stream from WAN perspective. Without that total visibility, you know, large organizations will see conflict between their unified communication quality, voice over IP quality, and WAN optimization.
Let's move on to another integration issue you brought up in the challenge text. You mentioned that the acceleration can cause some problems for monitoring and management. Could you explain a little bit about what you mean by this, or what's the problem caused by maybe some other accelerators that your accelerator avoids?
Well, the problem we're seeing are twofold. Number one, there's natural synergy between WAN optimization and application performance management system. You know, after all, WAN optimization is for accelerating application, and that performance benefits need to be monitored, measured, and reported by application performance management systems. The second issue we are seeing is that for any WAN optimization technology, it divides a single TCP session into three segments. So from client to the edge device, and from the edge device to the core device, and then from the core device to the server. So when that single session is divided into three segments and you still have your application performance management system measuring, let's say, application response time, then what you're really measuring is the segment between the core device and the server. So what you're really measuring is LAN response time rather than end-to-end application response time. So to deal with these two issues, Cisco has taken the first step to integrate with application performance management system. We have integrated with NetQoS, which is a leader in this area. And the result of the integration is that organizations can quickly measure end-to-end application response time from end-user perspective, you know, traffic flows, and WAN utilization statistics in the middle of the WAN, and accurately report Cisco WAS ROI benefits to their business decision makers.
So you were saying that, I understand you correctly, that a lot of the accelerators do not preserve the original, their origin and destination IP address after they accelerate. And by substituting their own address in, then the management tools downstream from the accelerator sort of loses its visibility of the whole flow, the whole path. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And I assume then Cisco doesn't do this. It preserves the IP addresses throughout the entire flow?
Yep, we do that. Not only that, we also correlate the statistics on the three segments, and we provide that in a streamlined fashion to application performance management system, which can then make an informed and accurate reporting on the response time.
And I assume that you have also have integrated NetQOS's a monitoring capability into your equipment so that you get the full benefit of the details that NetQOS can provide. Is that true also?
Yes, that's true. We have integrated with NetQOS two solutions. One is called a Super Agent. That's the application response time monitoring system. Again, that provides end-to-end from client to server application response time. So organizations can measure precisely from end user perspective, let's say a SAP invoice, how long it takes for it to download from end user perspective. And the second integration happened between Cisco WAS and NetQOS reporter analyzer system. And so that solution reports WAN utilization in the middle of the segment. It allows organizations to identify their true bottlenecks throughout their network environments so that they can make informed decisions on where to apply WAN optimization, where they can expect to get the maximum ROI benefits.
Okay. Let's move on to another topic, security, something everybody needs and they need a lot of it. How does acceleration impact security? I mean, aren't they just two separate things? I mean, can an acceleration solution impact somebody's security scheme?
So the reason that security is critical, Robin, is because when you look at the functions performed by both security devices and WAN optimization devices, they are both a form of deep packet inspection. Without a careful integration between these two functions, conflicts will inevitably happen. And so that's the first reason we need to look at security carefully. And the second reason is the fact that in most recent years, organizations have already integrated embedded security into their branch office routing infrastructure. In fact, there are 3 million integrated services routers shipped with security turned on from Cisco's perspective. So through our market research and user survey, we found out that the top priority for remote office solution is actually data security, followed by WAN optimization as the next priority. So in order to eliminate the trade-off between security and acceleration, let's use the good old airport security analogy. Let's say if certain passengers need to go through security quickly, but does that mean security needs to be compromised? From Cisco's perspective, it's not. It cannot be tolerated. So, what we have done in this area is to offer two sets of capabilities. One is protection of data at rest. Another is the protection of actually data in transit, and we're talking about protection of accelerated data.
Okay. Before we get into the data at rest, let me explore the security issue a little further and make sure everybody understands what you're saying. Basically, since acceleration looks deep into the packet and changes the packet, if you have an accelerator device before the ISR router in the branch office, which has security turned on,
right,
this is sort of going to interfere with the ISR's ability to perform security at the branch office. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes. What I'm saying is, if you put the optimization device in front of before security inspection takes place, with Cisco solution, we can actually turn off some initial optimization in order for, let's say, deep packet inspection to perform. You know, deep packet inspection normally looks at the first several packets. Let's use HTTP or URL filtering as an example. Then once that inspection passes, then the Cisco WAS can resume optimization afterwards. So creating very minimal disruption to deep packet inspection policy. And if you put the Cisco WAS device after security inspection, of course, it won't be there won't be any issue.
Okay, so Cisco's got a way to hand so that the investment people have made in security is not lost. But you raised another interesting question about the data at rest, which I like to think about is, you know, an accelerator through its caching, its dictionary compression, has basically all the data that passed through the branch office in some form in it. Now, I admit that it's highly fragmented and not easy to put together. But, I mean, there's always the fear that what happens if somebody picks up the accelerator and runs out the door, or probably more realistically, somehow hacks into it. I mean, what can we do to protect that data at rest, the data that's existing on the accelerator?
So what Cisco has done is to offer a set of comprehensive security features to deal with that. We have 256-bit AES, a strong disk encryption, which was implemented based on FIPS Level 2 specifications. In addition to that, we also offer centralized key management. So the operation of backup and recovery, as well as robust failover support for key management, is all automated at the core device. So the keys are never left in the branch office device. Mm-hmm. And the third thing we offer is role-based access control that's interoperable with Microsoft Active Directory, RADIUS, and TAC ACS Plus. So through these three capabilities, we basically eliminated the possibility of data leakage.
Okay, so somebody can confidently put this device into the branch office and not worry about that guy running out the door or somebody hacking into it and being able to get the data. It's fully protected.
Yes, absolutely. And going forward, I think this step is very critical for organizations, because now they have a WAN optimization device that's security hardened. So in the future, if they ever want to accelerate SSL traffic, they can confidently do that in the future on Cisco's WAN optimization device, because the device itself is now secured.
Okay. So I guess everybody should put the security definitely on their checklist when they're shopping for an accelerator, just to make sure that nothing bad happens.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's move on to the final issue, total cost of ownership. This is an issue you brought up in your challenge text. How does an acceleration solution help lower total cost of ownership, or what's your point with total cost of ownership?
Okay, Robin, there are three ways to look at total cost of ownership. Let's follow the money here. If you look at a very large deployment, let's say more than 100 sites and above, the cost of deploying branch office devices will be the majority. Because let's say you have 100 sites and then you have two data centers. So the number of devices going into the branch office will be a lot more than the core devices. So in order to minimize the total cost of ownership, we must look at opportunities to save money at the branch office level. So what Cisco has done is to integrate WAN optimization into our integrated services router. And over the past 9 months or so, we have helped more than 1,500 organizations of all sizes to achieve additional OPEX savings beyond traditional WAN optimization benefits. And among these 1,500 customers, 60% of all the devices shipped are the Cisco router modules. And let me give you an example. Northcraft Companies, which is a leader in the kitchen and bath cabinetry industry, has deployed WAN optimization to support its nationwide branch server consolidation initiative. And they're seeing not only 68 to 84% acceleration benefits for Microsoft SQL and print traffic, but what they're also they were also able to do is to centrally pre-config WAN optimization with routers and install them at remote offices without sending their limited IT staff on site. So that's the first opportunity to save money through the branch office router integration. The second opportunity is on the data center side. What's unique about Cisco's WAN optimization solution is that we also offload file servers on the data center side. So if a request, a client request for a particular file can be avoided to hit the centralized server and it can be served instead by our core device, then we can substantially reduce the load on the servers. And we have seen some very significant results, sometimes up to 90% offload on the data center servers. That's the second opportunity to save money there. And the third opportunity is to through scalability. And so it's one thing, Robin, to talk about number of optimized sessions on a single box, but it's another thing to talk about a set of comprehensive deployment support to maximize scalability. In other words, there is a quality and depth with regards to scalability. And Cisco supports three different options. The simple one is through a single device scale. We support up to 50,000 optimized sessions with 1 gigabit of optimized WAN throughput without requiring organizations to buy a load balancer. And the second scenario we support is what we call reliable scalability. That supports up to 6 million optimized sessions with 32 gigabits of optimized WAN throughput using organizations' existing LAN switch. Again, without having to buy an external load balancer. That's another opportunity to save money. Now, for the maximum scalability performance scenario, the third scenario, we support 16 million sessions and 64 gigabits optimized WAN throughput using an external load balancer, such as Cisco Application Control Engine, ACE. And the benefit for using that load balancer is that you can use the same set of load balancer for both WAN optimization devices as well as back-end servers, rather than using two sets of load balancing switch. Another opportunity to save total cost of ownership.
Okay. So it sounds like first the customer, when they're considering an acceleration deployment, they should concentrate on the branch off, making sure that they keep the branch office costs down, because as you pointed out, there's a lot more branch offices involved in the data center. And the second issue is, not only can acceleration make everybody happier by providing better performance, What I'm hearing is that it can also save money in other ways. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Yes. So just to echo the point you bring up, Cisco WASP not only offers outstanding top-of-the-line acceleration performance, as indicated by the Network World testing, as well as our joint testing with Microsoft and Oracle, but we are also working with our enterprise customers and certainly commercial customers as well to provide easy and reliable integration into their complex environment.
Thank you for listening to the Application Acceleration Challenge interview with Cisco. Do you have any closing statements you wish to make?
Well, thank you, Robin, for the opportunity. So Cisco WASP not only offers top-of-the-line acceleration performance, which is becoming a mainstream attribute, but it also provides the most interoperable, secure, and scalable WAN optimization solution. And our objective is to help organizations to own and operate WAN optimization as a mainstream service over the long run in their complex environment. So that's what's really differentiates Cisco WASP from other solutions.
Okay. You can find out more information on Cisco's acceleration solutions at their website or by contacting Cisco. You can also find out more information about application acceleration and WAN optimization solutions at the challenge site at webtorials.com. Thank you.